November 2, Oscar Golf. Q-Mobile. Q and 2OG, November 2, Oscar Golf.
CN4Q, surprise, surprise.
Oh, how do you, does this sound pretty good, over?
Sounds great.
Set up a different antenna, just checking it out, so I'll be on the side listening.
CN4IQ, still there?
Sir, how you doing today, Bill?
Oh, doing fine. I had to do something else for a second. I'm at eye doctors. My wife had just went in, and I've got one of my dogs here in the back seat, and I had to take care of him. he's calmed down now. I have to pay attention to him because he's bigger than I am.
My mother-in-law's in the hospital right now, and I'm watching her pit bull. I understand the bigger dog. I don't want to get this one mad at me either. So I'll be being real nice to this one as well. Over.
It's Toby who's out here with me. He's Brindle. He's a Brindle pit bull. I guess he weighs probably 75 pounds or so. He's a great boy. He's about 7 years old, and he's smarter than I am. Of course, that wouldn't be hard.
Well, nice too. It's blue eyes. It's kind of got a gray blue coat, and they call him Blue. He's kind of a pretty little dog. Big dog, I guess. Over.
Okay, Toby. Okay, I gotta make sure the windows aren't all the way down. I'll be chasing a dog all over Greenville. He's a great. That's unusual. Blue eyes for a pit bull.
Yeah, he's got blue eyes. So, kind of a strange-looking guy. He might not be all pit. He just showed up on the porch one day, and they adopted him. Over.
They're big, hardy kind. That's great. I've got, I've always had dogs, and they've always just shown up, or like this Toby came from a shelter in Atlanta, and part of that I had another Brindle pit bull named Prince, and he showed up on our street just when I used to live on East Creek, Greenville. He was such a great dog. I tell you, when he passed away, I just had to have another fellow that you like him. And Toby's the same temperament, just nicest dog you'd ever want, loyal, and I like to walk. I do a lot of walking. And I tell you what, they're good dogs to walk with you.
Good natured as well. I just I don't understand how sometimes they go bad. I think it's just you know, how they were brought up as pups. Over.
So you bring them up bad, you're going to have bad kids. And, you know, there's a period of time when there were people who were just breeding them for fighting, and, you know, I just, don't get me going there. Toby, but anyway, Scott, where in Greenville are you?
I'm downtown, pretty close to Greenville Prisma Health Hospital over here, on probably a couple miles from the Red Cross. Over.
Alex, I'm on Grove Road. I probably just went past you. We actually went the long way for various reasons, but to get here from Simpsonville, we went on 385 and came downtown and came across, forget all the names of all the roads, but I'm on Grove Road here right now.
That's pretty close by. We're up here by the Harris Teeter on Augusta.
I know about where you are. How long you been there?
About 10 years. I'm also on another different radio and a different antenna. Do you hear any difference? Over.
No, no.
It's on a J-pole and a little handheld running 8 watts. So.
And the repeater, and so was the other radio. I mean, both sound great. I can't tell a difference in the audio at all.
The test the other day, and we couldn't tell the difference between 50 watts and 1 watt into the repeater, really. I think he could tell a little bit of difference when I turned this handheld. I was on my base, FT991 Alpha, and we added up to 50 watts, and we went all the way down to 1 watt on this handheld, and he could just, at 1 watt, he could tell a little bit of a difference. Over.
Mike should get into Caesar's head, especially when you're over on this side of town. So, they both sound really good. Do you still have your FT991A?
It's just, that's what I started talking with you on. I just hooked up another antenna to it, that Atlas 120. It's a little mobile antenna that it's kind of like a screwdriver antenna. I just hooked it up to see how it would work, and then I switched over to this little handheld on the J-pole. That was my original setup, and just seeing if there was any difference. Over.
Really good sounding radios put on the repeater. Sounds really good. I believe this is the first time I've talked to you on the repeater.
Yeah, it is. I think so. I haven't been on it much. I was just always on HF, but now I've got the two rigs, and I have them both running now most of the time, and listening to local traffic on the repeater and then the HF. Over.
Yeah, you got the new rig is an FT. What is it? FTDX10.
That's correct. I'm liking that receiver quite a bit. It's a lot of fun, and I've just ordered a different antenna for it. I'm going to try one of those, a version of the G5RV. Over.
How much room do you have to spread out a wire?
I've got one antenna that's 203 feet long. It's in an inverted L, and it's up pretty good. And then I've got a 132 feet, but it's kind of either end of it, probably about 30 feet of either end of it's in kind of the tops of a tree. So this one I'm getting is 90 feet, and it should pretty much stay in the clear. Over.
With it. You hear a lot of G5RVs on there. I used one once in one case. Worked really good on 20, pretty good on 40, but I really did not have much luck on 80. I don't think they're really designed to work on 80.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get something on 80 out of it, but it's not going to be great, I'm sure. But I'll be looking forward to getting it probably in a couple weeks. Should be here.
M4IQ. It's always nice to have new toys. And antennas are always particularly fun because you just never know really how well or bad they're gonna operate. It's always like a mystery. Well, that's really good. I tell you, I've had my FT991A maybe 4 months now. I know time's flying, maybe it's 5. But I really do like that radio. It's really good. I bought it primarily for VHF, UHF contesting. But I use it more on HF than anything. I've got a lot of reads, but I use that a lot. I've been using it on FT 8 on 17 here recently. And I guess it was yesterday. Yes, yesterday or day before yesterday. We were at Sri Lanka on it. And same day, then I, within probably just a few minutes, I was in Japan. And it really works good. I like it now that I figured out the menu. The menu is a challenge because I'd never used a Yaesu menu before. But I finally got it figured out. I actually like it.
Yeah, it's been a fun radio for me as well. I'm back on. I'm talking to you on the FT991A right now. I've always had a lot of fun with it, and it is good radio, so I don't think I'm going to get rid of it, even though I have the other one. It's just a good backup and a good, UHF radio as well, so I'll keep it and until probably I'm finished with it, but yeah, it's I don't plan on getting rid of it, over.
Well, it sounds good. I think I could tell a difference when you went back. It sounds a little hotter. Like it's got a little more processing than the other one. Of course, I don't know. On FM, I don't know what they do. It's different settings. I don't think as I recall, there's not a processor on it on FM, but I'm not sure. Oh, well. I was going to ask you, didn't you say you were trying to get the spectrum display on N1MM going. It seems like I remember you posting that you got it going, but do you have it going on the 991A?
Yeah, I had it going on that, and then I have it on the DX10 as well. So it's just a matter of getting that the SDR Uno .dll file into the computer, so it'll send the sync with the software and the radio, and it works fine. Oh.
The specs of the FTDX10, it's probably got an IQ output that you can feed directly to it, I would think.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have that feature on it, but it works through N1MM. You just have N1MM look for that file, and it hooks up to the SDR play, and off you're off and running. Over.
What are you using?
Go into the, you download the SDR Uno software, and then you start pawing around in the program files, and you'll see the DIL file for it in there, and you just copy it, paste it in N1MM where they tell you to, and you start it, and it'll pick it up. Over.
Yeah, I've got three of them going, three SDR radios going on N1MM. On the when I operate my Kenwoods, I'm using a SDR play, and the other one's AirSpy. They work great. They work really good with the spectrum displays. Matter of fact, I used them this morning. I like working the CWTs, and it's great. I mean, having all the spots appear right on top of the spectral displays, the waterfalls, it's just, I tell you what, it's slick.
I'm enjoying it as well. It's just that much more information that you can process, and helps you move through the bands quicker on a contest. So, yeah, I will continue using it. I might even set up another one, but I need another RF sense switch. So if I can find one of those, I'll set it to. So I have the SDR Play Duo, so I can do diversity tuning with that. And I've had that set up, and it works. So with a couple different antennas, and I've got, I'm looking forward to getting that as well running. So that's been fun, that diversity tune on the SDR Play Duo, so I like that. Over.
Hey, Ben. Well, on the, I've got TS-590, and it's got a output where you can share the antenna, whatever antenna you got on there, you can push a button and it activates a RCA connector, and you can send it directly to the SDR receiver, and that's really convenient.
That's the easiest way to go. It saves you a couple pieces of hardware too, so and all those connections that you have to make. So yeah, that's a nice feature, but I got it working, but we'll see. And I call it diversity tuning. It's more so, I think it's better known as diversity receive, and you can process the two different antennas. If you like have a vertical and a horizontally polarized antenna, it takes, through software magic, it takes those both of those signals and processes them and gives you a better receive quality, or in some cases it'll give you, if you're trying to pull out a weak signal or you got a lot of static or something like that, it blends the two signals and gives you something better between the both. So I've used it and it has worked, so not all the time, but when it works really well. Over.
What are you using? Is it Uno?
SDR Uno.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have that. I haven't used it much. Just because I just haven't played with it. I think that would be very interesting. I love the graphics on SDR Uno, and just the way it's laid out. They've put a lot of thought into that software.
Well, you have to have the Duo, the LSP Duo, and that Uno software for that diversity receive to work. But, boy, I tell you, in certain conditions, it works really well. So that's why I've continued to go down that path and try to get both of those working. And mainly for DA, it wouldn't be. Figure out how to get it to work for a contest, but for DX, chasing DX, it would work great. Or
yeah. Okay. So you got to have the right hardware to do that. Okay, when I was in the Army for a while, this was many, many years ago, but I used to be on teletype circuits. This is the old teletype before it was all electronic. But we had receivers that were diversity receivers and HF diversity, and it worked very, very good. And it really did help the copy.
I'm amazed at it, all the features that Duo has, and real simple to use. I mean, you just got to have two antennas that are, one's vertically, and they recommend one vertical and one horizontal. I mean, that way you blend them, and you get the best of both polarizations. I think that's how they describe it. Over.
Yeah. Well, I've got HF diversity, enhancer noise reduction. It's the MFJ unit where it takes two inputs, and you can combine it. It's got two amps in it, and you combine the two, and you can adjust the phasing. So you can use it as noise canceling, or actually signal canceling. Or if you phase it right, you can use it to enhance the signal. And I use a beverage on one input and a K9 AY loops. And I tell you, sometimes I use it on the 80 and 160, and sometimes it can make a really large difference on. And typically I use it like it wouldn't be stateside, it'd be like for Europe or someplace like that, and it's noticeable.
Certainly be helpful on a day like this, with the bands the way they are. It's just been really noisy out there, so I think it would be helpful. So anyway, November 2, Oscar Golf.
Well, there's all kinds of things you do with the antennas. That's a great part of it. Well, you sound like you got a nice setup. You got a, I think the FT-DX10s are going to be a top seller. And it's going to give the 7300 run force money. I like the architecture on the receiver on the FT-DX10. I think overall, probably it's a better, from a front end standpoint and everything, it's probably performs better than the 7300.
From what I understand, it is heads and above better than the 7300. I would have to say that, I mean, the other day I was listening to United Arab Emirates, and I could copy him, and I certainly couldn't do that, never done that on the 991 Alpha, and it's just the DNR on it is really improved over the 991, and I just and the knobs that they do have on it are the ones that you would use, so I'm pretty thrilled with it right now at this point. I think once I get used to all the features and where they are, I mean for one thing, I just transferred all my parametric equalizer settings from the 991 over to the FTX-DX10, and just been really getting good reports. So it's not that far off in a lot of respects, but there are certain things, like you say, that that front end is pretty incredible over.
Yeah, you know, you're getting that kind of performance in the price range that you're paying, I think it's very remarkable. I think Yaesu's going to be giving ICOM, I mean, in general, like the 101, the 10. Just in general, I think they're going to be giving ICOM a run for their money.
Be seen, but I wouldn't doubt that a bit. It's just I'm having a good time with it, and it's got a great sound. So, and good features on it. So, I think it'll be a winner.
Oh. Another question: When you're using your what is it, SDR Uno dual, or just in general, when you have it going with your N1 spectrum display, are you tracking the same frequency as your transceiver?
N1 MAN-MEM is controlling the radio and SDR at the same time. It's slick.
I just wasn't aware you could do that on the SDR Uno. They don't say much about it. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing with mine. But that's interesting. They got the Uno where they could do that.
Yeah, with I don't, like I say, I don't really use the Uno. SDR Uno too much anymore, because I'm running N1 MM, but this software and this DX10 is probably just as good as Uno in terms of receive, so I don't fire that up too much at all. So I'm just running front end of the DX10 and use it for running the N1MM spectrum analyzer. Over.
Okay, I wasn't too clear of what you were doing. Okay, I understand. Well, that's great. Well, you got everything going, and you got a new antenna coming. You ought to have a lot of fun.
Antenna I'm getting is it's a ZS version of the SD G5RV. It's an optimized version of G5RV, and it's supposed to be a lot, well, somewhat better than the regular G5RV, so I'm looking forward to it. Over.
Good. You'll know soon enough, and they'll be out in the clear, and you'll be able to test it out. Okay, Scott, well, I'm going to take Toby here, put the leash on him. We're going to go walk around here for a little bit. It is such a pretty day, so I already took him for his morning walk, so I'm going to take him somewhere right now. It'd be a little cooler outside than in the car. Anyway, it's nice to talk to you, and enjoy all your new toys. N2OG, N4IQ.
Good talking with you. November 2, Oscar Golf, on the side listening.